Abba, Father.
Father.
Here we are again.
We here.
And Lord,
man, I want to talk to you, God. And, you know, it's not that, you know, I'm going to sit here and just, you know, scream and holler at you and stuff like that. I just be myself and I talk to you just like I talk to anybody. And Lord, I just thank you right now, God, for just you being the Lord of my life, the Lord of my life. And God, your anointing, that's what I need right now. I just want your anointing to flow through me and let this word that you have. You have resonated with the Spirit, Lord God. No, you gave it to me, oh God. And sometimes, Lord Jesus, we never know what to say, but you know, I reminded of what you said in your word. And if we just open up our mouth, you will speak for us, oh God. And I know it's not literally opening up your mouth, but there's stuff that because we studied and the word has been embedded in my spirit. And so, you know, so the Holy Ghost will bring back anything and everything that we need. So I thank you right now for the Holy Ghost, oh God, and just for what we need and speak to our hearts, oh God, speak to my heart. Deliver me from my own self today, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you right now. Thank you for this Sunday morning, oh God. Yeah. Matter of fact, thank you for every morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And most of all, God, we thank you for this place of worship, oh God. And we thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God, that you will just bless us, oh God, and hear us over the word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you now, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we have been talking about some foundational stuff, and so today, my foundational message is going to be talking about prayer.
Amen.
You know, and I was like, oh, wow, prayer. You know, I pray all the time. I don't know. I just found out that the more I pray, the more God does for me. The more I pray, the more God delivers me. The more I pray, you know, the more things happening for me, you know. And now, you know, because I pray so much, I have no spirit of fear, except for the fear of the Lord. But, you know, so all the other things that have taunted me, John, that I was afraid of, I'm no longer afraid of. You know what I'm saying? So now I just believe that God, because of what God said in his word, you know, that it will be so. So today, I want to talk to you for a few minutes about prayer. And I left my Bible, but I'm going to be talking from the Amplified Version today. I got a few scriptures that I want to talk about. You want to write them down. Second Chronicles is the 17th chapter, verse 12 to 15. Psalms 116, 1 and 2. I think Proverbs 15 and 8. Okay. Yeah, I don't read these scriptures to you. Matthew 17:20-21. Matthew 26:41, Philippians 4:6-7, James 5:16, 1 Timothy 2:1, okay, Matthew 9:23. I might not read all these verses. I might just read, and then we just go from there. Acts 1:14-42, the Ephesians 6:18, and then Acts 13:2-3, and Matthew 26:39. Those are the scriptures. Those are all the scriptures. Now, because of the sake of time, no doubt I will not probably get through all of these, okay? But the thing is that what I do get to, I want to give you something to just give you the meat of what I need to give to you. And from there, read these scriptures, you know, because there are, you know, it's so much in prayer. God knows there's so much in prayer, you know. Jesus, let me give you, I want to talk about a little foundation. Let me say, I had to get into the definition, but let's do this. Let's read scriptures first. All right. And we're going to go to 2 Chronicles, beginning there. 2 Chronicles everybody go listen, please. If my people, if my people, they got a song about this.
Yes, they sure do.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? As I begin to read this, I realize that, you know, that, you know, when Solomon finished doing what he had to do for, you know, for the king, you know, for the king, you know, and God spoke to him, you know, and I really didn't find this out until I started reading, because a little bit more, because, you know, certain scriptures you get to read, and you just keep on reading, and you just keep on reading, you know, if my people would call by my name, if they were harming themselves, you know, we know that, you know, but there's, if you go back, you go back, and I'm going to just go back to verse 11, and I'm reading out the Amplified version, okay? And it says, and so Solomon finished the house, the temple of the Lord, and the place of the king. He successfully accomplished all that he had planned to do in the house of the Lord and in his flesh, in his palace. So here, he was doing a job. And I really did not know this, you know, because all I know was that it skipped down to verses 14, you know, 7 and 14, which we quote all the time. But here in verse 12, it states that, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. And in verse 13, it says, and this wasn't in my text, but this is what I went back to give you. If I shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or if I command locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence and plague among my people. And then it goes on to verse 14. It says, and if my people who are called by my name, you guys, his people, would humble yourselves, help them humble themselves and pray and seek, pray and require as necessary, as a necessity, and face and turn from their wicked ways, he says, then I will hear them, God, I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. This is what happened. So no matter what's happening, you know, if the people of God, if we would just take and turn our faces to the wall, if we would just, you know, just stop learning about what we're going through, you know, and just go ahead on and just fall down and pray. You know, we used to do that all the time. You know, I remember when I first got into church, John, back in 1975, we used to pray, we used to fall down, we used to have shabbies, we used to have all of that stuff going on. Amen? and you know, it was just a thing. I mean, we say now, we say certain things is tradition, but it wasn't no tradition. That was just a way, you know, that was a way of life for us, you know.
Yeah.
And we did it. We did pray, and we learned how to pray. I didn't know how to pray until I met Donna, you know, because and David and them, man, because they mama prayed all the time. You had to know how to say a little word of scripture when you went to their house. Mama was like that. Say a word. Had the bread of life on the table. You didn't know no scripture. You pull a little bread out of the book bag and read the scripture. Ain't that right, babe?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So, that's, you know, good. I learned a lot from their family because I didn't know. Because I came from Beantown, man, and my life was like rolled up in the project. We was in the hood, and we did all the hood stuff. I was a good hood person, though, you know. Mm-hmm. I could never conform my speech like hood people, you know. Don't get me wrong, hood is fine, you know, because I came out of it. I was birthed out of the hood, you know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is that for some reason, there was something different inside of me. God had a plan for my life, which I had no clue what it was. And now I know here it is 40 some years later, you know, 50 years later, you know, now I know what God is trying to do with my life. The reason I was the way I was way back then, I didn't pray, you know. My mama didn't pray. We didn't do anything. We said grace over the food. We said a prayer, and now the Lord made the Lord lead me down the sea. I pray the Lord my soul to keep now, you know, blah, 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 you know, and that's it, you know. But you know what? Even with that, we was praying for God to protect us, and I didn't really know it, you know, because we wasn't fully knowledgeable of what was going on, and because you don't know, God don't hold you accountable for what you don't know. Hello, somebody.
All right.
So,
I give you the thought, it'd be just do it. Yep. Not go up today. Okay. Prayer. And verse 15 says, now my eyes will be open. And listen, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer, to prayer often in this place. So now, all of a sudden, now my ears are open. I'm attentive to prayer. I'm going to pray. I don't care. You know, people talking about, I don't know how to pray. You know, me and Miss Jackie, we've been talking about that thing. She said, I don't really know how to pray, but she prays. It's not about this. And listen, folks, you know what? We think sometimes because we hear people praying like this, well, I tell you, that's not even praying. You know what? That all you're doing is just making some noise. You know what I'm saying? And but the real prayer is coming from the heart. It's when you begin to start talking to God and God begins to start talking back to you because he hears your heart. You know, let this, delight yourself in him, you know, and he will give you your heart's desire. So take upon the heart of the Lord and watch what he does. Watch what he do for you. All right. Okay. I'm preaching, y'all. Okay. All right. Psalms. Let's go to Psalms 116. And I'm going to give you some definition about this stuff. Everybody know what, y'all know what fundamental is? Yep. 116. All right, here we go. Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Because I know y'all got the other Bible, too. Okay, verse 1 says, My voice. My supplement, my plea, my cries, my specific needs. That's the Amplified says, you know, because he has inclined his ears to me, he has heard me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. Now, of course, you know, David was dealing with a situation, you know, but the thing about it is that, you know, he's, no matter what, we already know David, things that David did, things and what happened with David and all of this other stuff. But yet and still, you know, he had the heart of God. And the reason why he had the heart of God, because he talked to God. You understand what I'm saying? He talked to God. Prayer is just simply talking. That's all it is. You know, and not people talking about, I can't talk to God. God ain't heard me. God hears you all the time. You'll find that further down. But God hears you all the time. If you just speak, you know, he sit back there. God sits back there and wait for us to talk to him. You know, this clock isn't like our clock. You know, it ain't, John. But he sits back there. He waits for us to talk to him. Talk to him. That's all he wants us to do, is to talk to him. You know, cast all your cares on him, but he cares for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just holding yourself. Give yourself over. Pray without ceasing, for this is the will of God. There you go. All right. Now, Matthew 17:20. This is what Jesus is talking, man. Jesus is so, I just don't talk like I don't really talk. Jesus is so cool, man. He is like, you know, he's been teaching these guys all along, teaching the disciples, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21. He's been teaching them all along. You imagine that Jesus called us out, you know, from our jobs and say, look, this is what I want you to do. Follow me. And this is, you don't have to worry about it. You know, now, mind you, we all are millionaires. We got our own businesses and everything like this. But he tells you, he said, look, come on, follow me. Put your nets back. Stop being a tax collector. Come on, give up your doctor degree. Give up your treasury degree. Whatever you got, just give it all up and come on and follow me. And in the process of following me, I'm going to teach you some things that you could never imagine that you would be able to do. Yeah. And Jesus, you know, the disciples, they asked Jesus, say, man, you know, how do you do all these things? You know, of course, Jesus turned around and said, hey, you got to pray. You know, of course, we know we got to fast. You remember the time we used to fast all the time? Huh? every Wednesday we be fasting. Some of y'all still fasting, you know. Sometimes we can live, but for the most part, we wait till January the 1st, and then we go on the fast for 21 days fast. But that's the only time that we really fast. But if you expect God to do something different in your life, you got to go ahead on and just do something, doing things a little bit different the way that you used to do. You know, if you fall on your knees, when the last time you fall on your knees? Oh, you know what? I can't fall on my knees because my knees are sore. If guess what? If you got on your knees a little bit more, guess what? They probably wouldn't be sore. You know, look here. You know what? I tell myself all the time, I say, my back hurts. You know what? I just realized today when I was in the bathroom, my toenails were a little bit too long. And I did a number, and I took and put my foot in the sink. And my back normally be hurt. My leg, I lift my leg up, then go all the way over the clip nail because I couldn't get by on the floor. And then I realized, John, that, you know what, I've been praying for God to touch my back, you know, and stuff. My knees was hurting. You know, and here I was, I did one of these of them. I just did like this. I started going like this. And I said, John, I said, I don't even feel nothing. You know, I couldn't do this without being having to get up. You know what I'm saying? They did. I couldn't do this. But I've been praying, God been healing me all along. You know?
Right.
Yeah. I come in here, I'm rejoicing. You rejoicing. You know, I come in, I just praise God because God is so good, and he's doing things, he's answering our prayers simply because why? We're praying to him, and he will do that.
Call
on Jesus, he will answer prayer. We sang that song, you know. Stop making things a cliche, you know. I wonder why Benny Hinn was so powerful. You know, when I read the book, Good Morning, Holy Spirit, and some of you might have read it, you know, he took an established prayer like that was so awesome. You know, he went in the closet, closed himself off, sat in there, had a chair in there, sat down in the chair, and closed himself off and prayed. But he was in constant, he went in there every single day. He couldn't wait to get home to get in there. He established a relationship with the Holy Spirit, with God, that was so powerful that even people that came into his room, the anointing of God just knocked them out.
Hallelujah.
Prayer changes that. Okay. I don't think I read this scripture, did I?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Woo, this is good. My time is expiring. Okay. Jesus said, now this is what Jesus said to them. You know, of course, what was going on, the situation with Jesus rebuked the demon that was in the boy. Okay. And, you know, and the funny thing about it is that when you are possessed in any way whatsoever, you know, you need somebody with some power. You got something going on serious in your life. All right, I'm not calling on my brother. Don't get me wrong. I love my brother. I ain't calling none of my co-workers. I'm calling on Jesus. Now listen. Now if I do know that there is a few people that I can call on that know the words of prayer, that can pray for me, that can help lift up the name of Jesus along with me, we can touch and agree as the Bible has said and call on the name of the Lord, and all these things will be moved because we got power, because now we came together as one. The Bible said one can put 1,000 to fight. He said, if you pray, you can put 1,000 demons of fight. Man, come on.
All right.
Why is y'all crying about the little mess you going through? Don't you realize how much power you have in the power of prayer? Just you alone.
All right. Amen.
Man, my house is filled. My house is filled, not filthy, filled with the power of God. My automobile is filled, because in my automobile, I pray up and down the road. You know, when I get out of this car, I'm praying going inside the building. When I get inside the building, I sit at the desk, I'm praying at the desk. I got my mask on, and I know I got to start praying, y'all, because something about to happen. So I just start praying. When I walk down the hall going to the bathroom, I'm praying going down the hall. Lord Jesus, what can we do for me? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? Who do I need to take? Who I need to take? And sometimes, you know what? We just lay hands on people. We just walk on somebody and just say, you know what? God is good. We didn't even got to say God is good. We just say, how are you doing today? And guess what we're going to be? We're going to transform anointing that's on our life onto this.
Yeah.
All right? And then they wonder why, I don't know what happened.
John walked past me, spoke to me, shook my hand, and I felt something go through my body. See, this is what Jesus was telling the disciples. Hey, guys, they were disciples before they were apostles. They were in training, just like we are. He said, this is what Jesus said. When they asked questions, how come we couldn't do this? Why could we not drive it out? That's what they said to Jesus. And look, here the Amplified said they spoke to Jesus privately. Not publicly, privately. And look, Jesus said, because of your little faith, your lack of trust and confidence in the power of God. Uh-oh. What? For I assure you, Jesus said this, this is read in the other Bible. For I assure you and most solemnly say to you, if you have, in parentheses, living faith, the size of, I preached about this one time, the size of a mustard seed, the size of a mustard seed. You say to this mountain, you say to this mountain, move from here to there.
All right.
You say to this mountain, move from here to there. Why are you trying to climb the mountain? Why are you trying to, you got the power of prayer. Why are you trying to climb the mountain? Oh, I'm just going to go around it. No, you ain't got to go around it. When you got power, you just tell it to get out of the way. And guess what they do? When you speak to that mountain, excuse me for moving away, but you say to the mountain right there, say move. And the mountain is going to start moving. Which way do you want me to go? Which way do you want me to go? Every time you step away again, say move. And the mountain got to move out of the way. That's what happens. That's the power that we have. That's the authority that we have because of what? We prayed up. I got to hurry up, please.
All right, then.
Can I come back to this again? Woo! This is powerful. Let me tell you something. It's powerful because, you know what? The authority that God has given us, the authority that God has invested in us, you know what he said? He said this in his word, just for someone. He said, greater works will you do. You got to learn how to pray, John. Mama, you got to learn how to pray. But instead, what we do, we complain. Oh, that's a whole other message with this. But look at what he says. He said, okay, now, you say the mountain move, and nothing. Uh-oh, here, check this out. Jesus said, and it will. And what happened? And God said, it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
Right.
Put your hands on me, Lord. Touch my body, Lord. It was cool in here. Jesus, lay your hands on me. There's nothing. He said nothing would be impossible for you. That's what he said, nothing would be impossible. And then in verse 21 said, this kind of demon does not go except by look. This was a powerful demon, and you had to do some extra. You know, you had to do extra. That's what you had to do extra is that you had to do a little bit more than just praying. It said Jesus said, you know what? The reason why you couldn't do this, y'all didn't do the extra. You might have prayed, but you didn't do the extra. You didn't give up the faith. You didn't make no sacrifices. You know, sometimes we say we fast and we only fast on stuff that we know that we good at. And crazy thing about fasting was, I know this is not my test, but this is coming into prayer and fasting. This is where we get the power from. But see, here's the thing. We fast, John. When we used to fast back in the day, we fast. We gave up everything. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. The Bible said he didn't eat nothing.
That's right. That's right.
But we fast. We might put the Cheerios away for a week. We ain't eat Cheerios for a week. We ain't eat steak for a week, you know? But we still don't watch TV. I can't miss my favorite program. What's wrong with y'all? I can do everything else, but nope, I can't give up. I can't give up certain things. You know, but when we do a solemn fast, we got to learn how to just tell you ain't got to do it with the church.
That's right.
And let me drop a bomb on you. When you do, don't tell nobody. They used to get me hot, man. They turn around and get me hot. They turn around and they had oil. They come in there, put oil on your head. So everybody knows something going on. Most of the time, the church folks know that you got a whole bunch of oil running down your head. I mean, the Bible says in the Old Testament, they poured oil upon their head. They anointed them. The oil just ran down their head, you know, because that's when you've been anointed. You've been consecrated to another level. You know, but now when you fast, you ain't got to let nobody know you fast.
Yeah, okay, right now. Oh, come on. Lord Jesus. I smell chicken nuggets, French fries. Oh, my God, I don't even like fish sticks, but they sure smell good right now.
You know, you look bowed down and beat down. No, you know, you should put yourself, adorn yourself. Like you are somebody. You don't carry yourself like you're somebody. You represent the kingdom. You're an ambassador of the kingdom. Yeah. Pray.
Amen.
Okay. I got to hurry up. Okay. I got like 3 minutes. Let me do this. All right. I'm going to say this. Fundamental is a central or primary rule or principle on which something is based on. Serve as a groundwork. Serve, that's foundation. The foundational is served as a groundwork of a system. Essential part. I like that. It's an essential part. So in other words, I got this, is that prayer is an essential part of our life. Got it? It's like my brother had heart thing done, you know what I'm saying? So whatever they did to make his heart work right, his heart is the central point, you know, of his life. And that's what prayer is for us. And we get a hold to it, and it's not that we got to do it. And we just get around there and just say, Lord, I just thank you for today. You know, giving them praise and worshiping them in prayer. The Bible says prayer and supplication, you know, and then make their request known. That scripture's in here too. And it says the most important part of something. It is the most important part of something. That's what it is. You know, I had to find out for myself what it was, but I'm talking about the foundation of the fundamental of prayer. So it is an essential part of my life. Mm-hmm. It is an essential point. An essential part of what my life is, and without it, I can't live. Without it, I won't last. But I'm praying, and trust me, God knows we're not perfect. Let me say that again. God knows we're not perfect.
Yeah.
Amen. Sometimes our tongue slips. Sometimes our mind slips. Sometimes our body slips. Sometimes everything slips. But you know what? God is a forgiving God. He loves us so much. You know, he loves you more than your neighbor. Trust me. Sometimes he loves you more than your brother and your sister. You know, because when you go through hell and high water, he's always going to be there. When you need somebody to lean on, he's always going to be there. You know, that's why I love him. Okay. Prayer is an invitation or an act that seeks to activate a rapport with an object of worship. And through deliberate communication, that means I want to do it. You understand? I want to do it.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Just do it. I want to do it. I ain't nobody got to force me to do it. You know? I used to force myself. You know how you get the Bible, you get to read the Bible, and then I'm going to sleep after the third scripture. You know? Now, some of us fall asleep after the first scripture. We get to read the first scripture, we're just like, I don't know why my eyes feel so heavy, you know. But when everything that we do, our prayer life is up, you know, I check temperatures every day when I go to work. And sometimes people come in, their temperature is 83, 84, because they're coming in out of cold. I got to tell them that their temperature is 98, because I know their temperature is higher than 88. 88, you're not
something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? You're walking dead. But you know what I'm saying? But I have to tell them. So we have to be at a place where our temperature is at the place, our prayer life is at the place where it's high than anything that's going on. And when it is so, then we don't have to worry about anything. How your bill gonna get paid? It's gonna be okay. You know what I'm saying? Someone did deny your credit, deny that credit card that you applied for. You didn't need it.
Amen.
Huh. See, if you ain't gonna discipline yourself, and then we say, "Oh Lord, help me." We pray to prayer, Lord, Lord, deliver me from my bills and everything like that. Well, you want God to deliver you from the bills, then keep on praying and keep on praising God. You know what I'm saying? We just gotta keep on giving God. And we gotta praise God for the things before it even happened. I don't think it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things I see. Prayer and faith go along together.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here it refers to an act. It refers to an act of supplication or intercession directed towards the deity. I wrote down God. Okay.
Yes.
And the benefits of prayer, it's a lot of benefits of prayer, you know, of healing. All right. Prayer can also it can bring a sense of spiritual or loving presence and alignment with God. Pray. It's almost like taking your car and getting up right in alignment. You know? Now we got cars, now we got to get four-wheel alignment because they got to align the back wheels for some reason. I don't know why, but I haven't figured that out yet. You know, you know I work on cars, but that was one I didn't figure out. But I realized, I guess if the back wheels are aligned, you're going to be swaggering or something like that. But the front wheel, we already know if the front wheel ain't aligned, you let go of the wheel, you're going to pull to the right. Or you're going to pull to the left. You know what I'm saying? But when that thing is aligned, that wheel, front wheel is aligned, you can take your hand off the wheel for a good little while till you hit a bump or a little crack in the road. But you can ride a long time with your hand off the wheel. I done it on the interstate. My car was aligned, front end line was perfect. You know, I paid for it to do it. And they perfectly aligned my car, and I was on the interstate just driving. Yeah, I just want to see how far I could go. Won't nobody else on there. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't had to worry about John. I wouldn't have done it if I was a lot of traffic out, you know, because I don't really sit. But when it ain't aligned, your baby gonna shake and do all kinds of stuff. Especially if you be able to a certain language, you know. But we want to be in alignment with God. Listen, and this is good. Y'all enjoying this?
Yes, amen.
I'm gonna leave you with these. Okay. I was looking, I did some researching, you know, and I got 10 different prayers. And the first one was the prayer of faith. You know, prayer of faith. You can find that in James 5:15, Mark 9:23. I'm not going to read it. The second one is prayer of agreement, which is a corporate prayer. All right? And that was Acts 1:14, Acts 2:42. I was going to read that. I didn't get to that one. The third one is a prayer of request or supplication. You know, so we are requesting to God certain things. That's Philippians 4:6, Ephesians 6:18. The fourth one is a prayer of thanksgiving, okay? And that prayer is a prayer. The prayer of thanksgiving is just asking God for something, you know? And that's the whole thing. We requesting God and what happens is that, and what this prayer does is just saying, this is what God has done. You know, Philippians 4:6. All right, the fifth one is the prayer of worship. How about that? The prayer of worship. We pray for God in worship. We pray and worship it. You know, God spoke to us and said, you know, change the name of the church to Free Spirit Worship Church. We were Free Spirit Church of Deliverance. And I was at Alpha Music yesterday picking up some cables, and they was at, and I said, dude, is our church still in there on their 503, you know, for the tax exempt, right? And she said, what's the name of the church? I said, Free Spirit Church, Free Spirit Worship Church. And she said, I have a Free Spirit Church of Deliverance. You know, way back then, y'all remember when we was over there, hooked our server. We went and got all that stuff. We go to Apple Music and buying a whole bunch of stuff. But anyway, we have to pray worship. We have to, and we change the name of the church. Worship, that's a focus on who God is. You know, through fasting and praying, man. That's what we do. That's the prayer of worship. And then we have the prayer of consecration. This prayer is This was a nice prayer right here. I was like, you know, this is a prayer that we all need to get into, the prayer of consecration, so that way we can get to the place where we just set ourselves apart, you know, so that God can, we can minister to God and God can minister to us, you know, consecrate ourselves, just like I was saying before. And then we had the prayer of intercession. And, you know, and we talk about intercession, you know, we have intercessions in the church, you know, we have, you know, people, they said, well, I know before all this stuff happened, there was people that said they had, it was intercessors, you know, they're here now, but, you know, we certainly use them, you know, to help bring people back, you know, because these people are special, you know, they're interceding. Okay, that last one was, let me give you the prayer of worship was, Acts 13, 2 and 3. And consecration was Matthew 26 and 39. Okay, the prayer of intercession was 1 Timothy 2 and 1 and John 17. Okay, and then that's the 17th chapter of John. And then the prayer of invocation, and that's Psalm 7, 55 and 69, and also Matthew 5 and 44, 40 to 40. 48. All right. And then the you got praying in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:14-15. And the last one is praying when we are unable to think of an adequate word. You know. When we can't think of adequate words to say, you know? And that's Romans 8, 26 and 27, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 to 18. When we, like I was saying, sometimes we don't even know what to say. You know? And then you say, oh, if I can't do anything, I'll just wave my hand. No, you need to do more than just wave your hand. You just tell God you thank you, you know? Because God wants to hear us. Vocal. He wants us to be vocal with him. You know, I know that we have our moments where we do silent prayer because we have no choice. But when we have a place where we just can talk to God and just talk to God, talk to God, you know, just like I'm talking to you right now, you know, not saying, oh, yeah, I thank God for just being God. I just want to thank God for just being the God of my life. You know, he is my big brother. Somebody got mad at me, a pastor got mad at me because we were together. And he would say, bro, I want you to pray. And it was a whole other apostles and stuff. And they wanted me to pray. So my crazy self said to him, we hold a hand. And I really didn't know what to say for real, you know, because I'm around all this weight. You know what I'm saying? This is like power happens. You know, they passed the bishops and apostles, you know what I'm saying? I'm just me. I ain't got no title. I'm just me. I'm just a shepherd boy. I'm like David. You know? And I'm just so David. So I just say, God, Lord, you know how, you know, I was new. You know, I said, I don't even know what to say, but I'm going to just say like this. Big brother, I love you so much. These guys are so much greater than I am. I said, but you know what, Lord? I'm great too. And I thank you today for you. I said, God, you're my Lord. And I reverence you as being my Father. So I love you, brother. I love all these brothers too. In Jesus' name, amen. And that was it. And they still waiting for more. And then somebody else started praying. And well, you know how they pray, right? And I guess my prayer wasn't good enough, but God heard it. But somebody hollered, like David be hollering. I don't know what David might be, I don't know. You know, it's just how we do. We don't have something to say. Open up your mouth, just God will give you what to say. And sometimes we just have to just wait for him. You know, just sit there on my knees, you know. You know what I mean? Sometimes folks are just, watch what God do. And I want to leave you with these thoughts that came to me. You know, of course, all we can talk about the Hebrew boys, you know, they, you know, when it came down to the point where they got thrown in the fire because of prayer. It won't, it will, you know, they prayed. That's why they got thrown in the fire. But guess what? Jesus is already there. And you know, the thing about that, that always moved me is that he, this is in the Old Testament. You know, you talk about Jesus in the Old Testament. But when King Nebuchadnezzar looked in the fire, he said, "Ooh, I don't agree with him, but there's a fourth one in there. That must be the Son of God."
What?
The Son of God. These brothers are praying the Son of God in the furnace. He was waiting for them when they got there. And y'all worried about your little problem. Pray. They turned their face. Look, let me tell you something. In 12 hours, they turned their face to the wall. They knew what they had to do. They bowed down and started praying. And they wasn't supposed to do that. Daniel was another one. He was the same way.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Also was a good one. When that bell go up, dum, 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 everybody's supposed to go ahead and on and worship whoever it was they were supposed to worship. But you can't pray to your God. It's a decree. Anybody that do that, they're going to be killed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they, but what they do, they bow down. They kept doing what they knew was right to do. And because of that, God honored them. Obviously, the angels were always in the line there with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he got in there. He got in there. Whatever God did. But he found a clean spot. And then my other one, the last one, was in the New Testament, was Paul and Silas. This one that came to me, Paul and Silas, at midnight they prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Something happens at midnight. Something happens at midnight. You know, it's something about midnight that changes things. And you know, we get up, we just sometimes I know we wonder why we can't go to sleep. We sit up there watching the CSI or whatever, you know, because I watch that, I say that, but I know what that is. My other thing I watch is the Weather Channel, you know, the Weather Go Viral. That's my thing, you know what I'm saying? I be watching all the 20 years. For some reason, that just it's just like watching a horror movie for me now, you know, because I used to watch sci-fi all the time. But you know what? At midnight, I'm still watching that stuff. And I realized, I said, you know what? I should be praying. I said it to my own self. I had to go to my own self. You know, I'm preaching about praying, but I had to think about something. I was just for the moment. I said, you know what? I got to change what I was doing. So you know what God did? He put me to sleep before midnight. He put me to sleep before midnight. But guess what? At 3:11 every morning, I wake up. So what is God telling me? You know, signs and wonders. We will have signs and wonders. They will follow us. But God said he would just do what he said he would do. I love you guys. And just continue to pray for me. God bless. We're going to pray right now. Father God, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for your word. Oh, God, we thank you for man, God, this is it. This is it. This is it. We don't know anything else to do, but just keep you. Thank you for everything, oh, God, that you've been doing for us, oh, God. I don't really know how to pray, but you know. And the thing about it, the coolest thing about it is that you just teaches us every single thing. The more we bow ourselves, we build our members, the more you do that, God, we just thank you. And I pray right now for salvation for anyone that needs it today, God. Forgive us of our sins, oh God. We might have backslidden, oh God. We have fell our way by thoughts, oh God, our minds of touch, whatever, God. And we just thank you right now, God. Just, and also, oh God, we just pray right now, Lord Jesus, because I know you're ready. Prepare for our communion, oh God, and we just pray. Well, man, God, that you just have your way right now, Lord Jesus. And I know there's somebody that needs a touch from you. I can feel it in my spirit, oh God, that somebody needs a touch from you right now, God. And I don't know if it's here inside the building, oh God, or outside in the television, oh God, on Zoom, but wherever it is, oh God, we need you to move right now. We need you to move right now in the name of Jesus. As we are agreeing, oh God, I know we physically now can touch, but God, spiritually, we are touching right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would lose in that situation, oh God, that you would handle it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you now in the mighty name of Jesus. So we love you. We love you. And we thank you for every day, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, I just want to just thank you for this. this time of, you know, communion, have we ever been ourselves for the communion of God. And we just want to just take you on, honor you right now with the sacrament of God. You was bruised, you was beat up, you was cut up, you been on the cross. Oh man, by his stripes, we've just been healed. And we've been doing communion, my alcohol, my God goes every Sunday for a long time. Now, we used to just do it once a month, but you said, as often as we do it in remembrance of you. And we want to do it every opportunity that we have. We're going to take the time to do that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just ask you right now, God, to bless the paper, oh God, that's represent your body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father,
yes,
just.
Yes. I just pray for you, Lord, upon the wafer or whatever anyone has right now in the name of Jesus. God bless it right now in the name of Jesus' name. And God, even the wine that we use, the Kool-Aid, whatever. I know it, back in the day they used to drink wine in Catholic churches. I think it still is. But God, we just thank you for the great gift.
Yes.
Just anointed, oh God. So as it goes down into our system, oh God, we will be healed of all of these infirmities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you right now for all this in Jesus' name. So, again, we praise you now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.